you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband trying to reconcile with the woman he loves, whose birthday is tomorrow. And I've put a whole lot of effort into your birthday. One little subtle point is because what I did is recorded a video, postcard reconciliation. And while I did that, because the heater here is fairly noisy, I turned it off while I recorded it, which I've done before, and the normal plan is to turn it on afterwards. Well, I forgot, and it went for hours, and I said, my goodness, I'm cold. Why am I so cold? Finally, oh, yeah. But anyway, one of the many humors of this. And by the way, I just have to say that yesterday was one of the most fantastic days I've had in a long time. I was able to be an indirect blessing to somebody. And there were some other joys. The interaction on scripture was phenomenal. Anyway, many things happened. My great disappointment is I can't share it with my family. But, one other thing. I did hear a little bit more. You know, there was an assassination of an Iranian scientist, and people are saying, who did it? Was it Israel, Saudi Arabia, U.S.? And one other party that's considered possible involved in it is the MEK. I don't know what it stands for, but I know the U.S. has cozied up to them a bit, recently. But before that, they were called the terrorist group because they're described as, they look at Islam in a different perspective than others. You know, this is the normal kind of thing. Some even call them a death cult. But apparently one of the things that they encourage is to divorce your family. And I was thinking, who's like that? What religious institution is there that would support divorcing somebody? Oh, yeah, that's the PCA, isn't it? Well, the important thing. I spent hours on writing, and I wrote it, I reviewed it. I studied a whole bunch of stuff. I studied words and so forth in order to make sure that what I was expressing was clear. And, you know, I go from passages in Leviticus and so forth, a lot in Matthew and in Corinthians and most notably the Galatians and Second Peter passages. I did a lot of effort to do a video. It's only 11 minutes. But it took hours to do because I have the overlays and so forth. And I put a lot of effort in this. It's a birthday present to my wife. Unlike others, like the Marriage Defined and Commitment Beyond, which I still think has some of the great pictures in it, this one doesn't discuss that at all. It's basically on reconciliation. But I didn't do it. I didn't do it because I wanted to to make a point or there is this desire to reconcile with people. But the fundamental desire is I wanted to show my wife that I love her. And I want to show my wife a man who is mature as a follower of Christ. Because if you look at the theology that was expressed, the exposition of Scripture, this is not your typical Sunday morning stuff. And I did already address a challenge on it, a pretty serious one. And it was marvelous. It was marvelous. Because I was ready to give an answer for the hope that was in me. I could defend the position. And I believe I defended it well. What is said in that video is really, really hard to live. And I will contend its obedience to Christ. So you either have to say, no, I'm wrong, and just write me off and not wrestle with it. You could do the Berean model and search the scriptures and see if these things are so. You can even do the loving model and talk with me. One last thing. At the end of it, I specifically put in four pictures. I don't know how many people will notice. I put in four pictures of people, and then the next picture is the video of me. It was that order for a reason. I think you might see why if you watch it. But it was important to me to put those four pictures in there. The first is a young little girl that I used in the enslaver video I did a long time ago. She's a slave in the chocolate industry. Little girl. The second is a man holding his daughter. His daughter was kidnapped by Boko Haram and held for, I think, 2 years. And then released. And this was the celebration. This was in Chibok, Nigeria. And, you know, the 300 girls that were kidnapped, it was a Christian school. Then there's the man that I've only known for a couple weeks, only known about, in Vietnam, who has the 16,000 graves of unborn children in his own private cemeteries, three of them. And then there's Shadi Sheda. He's the man I have the picture on my wall. So when you see the videos, he's typically if you look at the picture, he's just to the right of me, usually. You know, his family, his wife and kids were killed in Idlib because he's kind of in a minority there, being a Christian. And I've listened to him talk. You know, I've actually listened to him talk in Arabic, and then, of course, I had to read the translation. That man's my brother. And I wanted to have those four people because those four people to me represent those others I don't know who are created in the image of God. Because there are, you know, billions of people in the world. And these people represent them in my mind. There's some mothers. My own family. If Christ scares you, or you're in love with the institution, stay away from me. If you're in love with the world, stay away from me. If Christ is who he claims to be, and you believe that, I'm the husband and dad trying to reconcile the family. Look at the video. Like I say, it's online already at Kozlowska.org. The plan is to put a BitChute, Brighty on YouTube, and I might do one or two others just to get it out there because I really think it's... I was pleased with it. If you want a man who can produce that, showing his love for, allegiance to, and intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ, and also the husband and dad, here I am, my family. And my lady, I love you.